get rid of it. Okay, well, we're talking about the proposed mine in the Western UP, and Tom from Protect the Porkies is with me, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be here.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure that we've heard specifically what you and your, in particular, your group has against this proposed mine, and I feel it would be great to start this interview off by having you explain what it is that is objectionable about that proposal from that company.
Sure. Well, the issue, firstly, is not just that it's a mine, but we should talk about the area that we're dealing with. So we're talking about the juncture of Lake Superior, the largest freshwater sea on Earth, which is still clean enough to drink from. We're talking about right next door to Porcupine Mountain State Park, which is the largest coniferous deciduous old-growth forest in the Midwest and the largest wilderness area in mainland Michigan, also ranked as the most beautiful state park in the entire country in 2022. We're talking right next door to the North Country Trail, longest of all national hiking trails, and also very near to Black River Harbor, which is another spectacular area, which is near and dear to the hearts of a lot of people in the upper Midwest. So we would oppose any sort of industrial activity here. If this were a Walmart, we would be opposing it. The fact that it's a mine, that brings another set of implications. Unfortunately, mines do have a history of contaminating water, and this is a water-rich environment. Not only would it be right next to Lake Superior, but this is an area full of wetlands and seasonal streams immediately adjacent to the Presque Isle River, where people go hiking and fishing and where our kids go to swim at the mouth where it meets the lake. So, yeah, our chief qualm is not just that it's a mine, but this is an area which is currently undeveloped. There's no electrical grid. There's no cell service. It's the buffer zone of a wilderness area, and it simply isn't suitable for any sort of industrial activity.
Now, Tom, I understand there are some Native American groups that are also opposed to this. I know you have an event coming up in September. Talk with me a little about the I know you can't necessarily speak specifically for the tribe, but talk in general terms about that and the event you'll be having working with them coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so on September 14th, that's a Saturday, we are hosting the Gitche-Gaming Water Walk. Gitche-Gami is the Anishinaabe word for Lake Superior, and the proposed Copperwood mine would be the closest metallic sulfide mine to Lake Superior in history. That's concerning because even though they call it a copper mine, in fact, copper is only 1.5% of what would be extracted. So almost 99% would be waste, which they have to store in a waste facility right next to Lake Superior, the closest in history. These facilities, unfortunately, can rupture, and all of these metallic sulfide mines contaminate water with or without a dam rupture. So not only is our group concerned about this, but also the tribal nations in the area. We are organizing a water walk in collaboration with local tribal nations such as Bad River and the Menominee, and we're working closely with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission as well. We will be walking 31 miles from the Montreal River at the Michigan-Wisconsin border in Ironwood. We'll pass through the towns of Bessemer and Wakefield before turning north and eventually concluding the ceremony at the shore of Lake Superior in the Presque Isle Scenic Area of Porcupine Mountain State Park. It's important to know this is not a protest event. These water walks are in a tradition going back now a few decades of honoring our connection to the land and the water and all of the life forms of this area, and through our walking, offering prayers of protection. So especially for the tribal people, the idea is not that we are angry, it's that we are offering prayers for this area amidst calls for new metallic sulfide mines in the Lake Superior watershed. And I know that idea of walking 31 miles might be causing people to gasp, but keep in mind this is a relay event. So individuals will walk between checkpoints, and then water will be passed on to the next individual or next group. So people who want to participate can walk as far or as short as they like.
And Tom, my last question for you, I would be remiss if I didn't ask it, is an economic one, where there people need jobs in the Upper Peninsula. You living in the Western UP, you know that firsthand. So what would be your response to Representative Markin and others who would, and economic groups that say, look, we need the jobs in the Upper Peninsula, and there are ways of mining that are safe, and we need the jobs?
Yeah, well, thank you for that question. It's an important one. And first, I would ask people to consider the fact that mining is a boom and bust industry. And so the argument, you know, the Upper Peninsula is relatively impoverished, and so we need jobs for mining. Well, the Upper Peninsula is impoverished because it's built itself upon mining and other boom and bust industries. So you don't cure heroin withdrawal by giving the junkie another needle, right? You would just be perpetuating the same vicious cycle. And when you look at what the research actually shows, Professor James Stock, a Harvard economist, former advisor to President Obama, has research from 2020 showing that 89% of all copper sulfide mines actually lead to a loss in jobs and a loss in income for the area. So there would, of course, be an initial spike in productivity. People would make some money for a few years, but it tends just to be only a few years, and then the negative side actually outweighs the positives the longer a mine is running. So I would suggest that people consider that this is a short-term operation. It's a Canadian company who would be shipping Michigan's copper out of country. It would be serving to enrich foreign executives, and it would be perpetuating a boom and bust contaminating industry, as opposed to protecting the incredible outdoor recreation and ecotourism opportunities that are available in the Western Upper Peninsula.
Well, Tom, we appreciate your perspective, and we will definitely let people know. We don't often hear your perspective. We only hear the other side, so we appreciate hearing both, and we'll talk with you again soon.
I appreciate you being open-minded and taking time to chat with us. Take care.